building relationships is lead generation and outreach, in my perspective, right? Because people are doing business with people, especially if you're a coach or a service provider. And you have nothing to sell but your time and you as a coach and your knowledge and expertise, and you as a service, whether you're a web designer, an architect, or a copywriter. But they still need to buy from you. They need to trust you. They need to like you. They need to like your energy, right? So social selling is actually starting conversations with potential people on social media.
Welcome to the Society Gal podcast, where trailblazing female entrepreneurs and creatives come together to spark change and build their dreams. This is where your passion meets purpose, and together, we're crafting a future where everyone has the tools to succeed. Welcome to the Society Gal podcast. We are here today with Aaliyah, and we're so excited to be talking about lead generation strategy, social selling, with her amazing expertise in this lead generation strategy. So Aaliyah, go ahead and just tell us how you got here today with being an expert in this, with helping others do this in their business and really getting really high quality, amazing leads into the business, working with their dream clients. Just give us that little story.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me, first of all. So I'm Aaliyah, I'm Lebanese, and I actually started my business consultancy 4 years ago. I was out of Phuket. I was becoming a Muay Thai trainer there. Then I decided that I wanted the time, life, laptop, digital nomad lifestyle that everybody promised us. And as a marketing graduate from college, I'm like, it just made sense for me to start a digital marketing agency. So that's when I started, really literally sitting on an island, sipping coconuts. And I'm like, this is the life that I want. And I want to be able to help others to make money and follow their dreams so that I can follow my own dream as well. And yeah, 4 years later, I've shifted my business maybe 3-4 times. I went from a done-for-you service provider into now a business and sales consultant, where I help service providers and coaches make consistent 5K months in their businesses.
When you were doing your done for you, what were you doing for your done for you?
So done for you, I was doing lead generation, like Facebook ads and LinkedIn lead generation and all of that. But then I realized there was so many little gaps there for business owners that you can't just like fill one gap without like actually understanding their business, their foundations, all of that. And that's why my business shifted, you know, and pivoted due to filling the gaps that are needed for business owners. And we can talk about that also.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, because I mean, I love how you're just like, not just one thing is going to fix your business. Mm-hmm. And why, yeah, you went to consulting, because and consulting, you can really dig deep into all that, which we're going to dig deep into this on the podcast. So let's talk about how to create a sales strategy to convert quality leads, because it's not just one sales strategy, right? There's multiple facets to that. So how do we create a really strong sales strategy for our business to convert high quality leads, not just any leads, high quality ones?
High quality. Yes, exactly. So before, when I was doing lead generation for clients, they just thought like, okay, this is my business and I just need leads, right? Like, they didn't even know what a high quality lead is. They didn't even know what could qualify even as a lead. The gap that they had is that actually they didn't even know their ideal clients. So before we do lead generation, before we do any sales, before we do our amazing websites and spend hours and so much money, there was always a lack of market research. So many business owners don't really understand the ins and outs of their ideal clients, their goals, their pain, the language they speak, what have they tried before, where are they going and finding information. So that's the first thing that we would need in order to create quality leads, so that really quality leads are coming to us. And also, when we are connecting to quality leads, because we know our audience so well, the conversation is just so much smoother, because I'm now talking to the right person. So market research is really the foundation of any business strategy, any sales strategy, any lead generation strategy. And then comes like creating a sales strategy. So once we understand our target audience, which is really, really crucial here, I want us to see Instagram, our profile, as a sales funnel, right? So in order to work smarter and not harder, our goal is to create sales funnels that do the heavy lifting for us. So people just think Instagram is just a bio. This is what I do. Go to link in bio, go to my calendar, and I'm just going to post some random post here. Wrong thinking. What we want to be doing is turning our Instagram social media page into a sales funnel, so that when anybody falls onto our page, they know exactly who we help, what we do, how we help them, the ROI of working with us, as well as the next call to action, and a very targeted call to action, right? So whether it's book a like specific call, like a free coaching call, a discovery call, a brand assessment, or download my lead magnet, right? So it's like a very specific one. So after we've optimized our bio and our call to action and calling out our audience, Instagram literally gives you the tools to turn your Instagram page into a sales funnel. So we have now these three pinned posts, right? So many business owners, you'd be surprised, they underutilize this feature. These three pinned posts are like your, you know, when you walk by Zara or Chanel and they're highlighting that beautiful bag, like the whole storefront is just this bag. These are your three pinned posts. Are your services, which are detailed, like these are my services, like I can do 3 months of one-on-one call, 6 months of one-on-one call, or one 90-minute strategy session. And then I would have another post about my client testimonials or very high-level case studies where I'm showing the ROI of working with me. And the third one could be something fun, story time, or how you started your business or why you started your business so people can connect with you. So these three are really like super important to be highlighted in your sales funnel so that when people are walking through your social media page, they're not just looking at random stuff. They're, you're literally walking them through a funnel. They start from the beginning, from very strong strategic keywords that you're using into the call to action, into these three pinned posts where you're telling them, this is what I do. Here's the ROI of working with me. And this is why I started my business, right? And then we have the highlights. There we can have multiple ones. We can have more, a highlight of services, a highlight of your wins and testimonials, a highlight of your tips, and a highlight of your personal life. And that way people get to see everything about you. And all they need to do is just send you a message. So if you just see Instagram now as your Instagram page as a sales funnel, it shifts how you also treat Instagram. It's not just a social media page. It's actually supposed to be a strategic placeholder for you creating leads on a daily basis.
Yeah, I love that perspective on what it could be and the potential, because I think a lot of us focus on the wrong thing. Like, what should the caption be? You know, instead of the bigger picture, right?
Nobody's liking my post. Like, why is no one engaging? I'm like, because you haven't done that, the strategic part for them to follow that process. You
know? And even just being ready for someone who is going to hop on your page, right? A lot of us, like you're saying, a lot of people are not ready for an ideal client to be on the page and to message. So let's talk about lead generation when it comes to, because you have a very specific strategy you talk about, which is social selling. So let's talk about what that is and how that could be used, especially when we're talking about Instagram.
Yeah. So social selling is basically using your social media channels as a way to connect and build relationships with people on social media. It's literally to be social. It's meant to be social, but we treat it as a place like I'm going to post and ghost. Like they literally post and ghost, right? And we literally remove the social part of social media. So social selling is actually using social media to connect with people and actually start conversations. For me, lead generation and outreach, I see it as building relationships. It's not cold DMing. I will never teach anybody cold DMing because I will teach people that can send me cold DMs all day long of how this will never work. And I actually argue with people. That's ridiculous. Building relationships is lead generation and outreach in my perspective, right? Because people are doing business with people, especially if you're a coach or a service provider. You have nothing to sell but your time and you as a coach and your knowledge and expertise, and you as a service, whether you're a web designer, an architect, or a copywriter. But they still need to buy from you. They need to trust you. They need to like you. They need to like your energy, right? So social selling is actually starting conversations with potential people on social media. Sadly, many women and many female entrepreneurs and men also in general, actually, you know, men like it, but they do it in a very cold, masculine way. Women don't like to do social selling. They don't like to do outreach. They don't want to start conversations with strangers. And to me, it's like, so what do you expect people to do? To just be like banging on your door and saying, hey, can I work with you? But now we are in a sea of competition. There's over 6 million certified coaches. That's other than the non-certified coaches. And there are 90 million posts that are posted on Instagram daily. So that beautiful carousel that you spent 3 hours to create, nobody's going to see it. This is why social selling and building relationships, real relationships and conversations with people using a beautiful platform such as Instagram or TikTok or anything like Threads, for example. Nowadays, people are having beautiful conversations on Threads. Is so beautiful that we get to have the space to do that.
Yeah. And so I love that, starting the conversation and not letting it be a barrier, because it's really not that big of a barrier to start that conversation with somebody who is interested, who is following you. And like you said, in a sea of competition, the person that starts a conversation in a relationship is going to stand out. And so tell us how to do that in a way that's not cold. That's not just like, hello, hey girl, like that kind of thing. So how do we make that connection without doing that, without that resistance?
Perfect. So I'm gonna give you now two approaches. I'm gonna start with the simplest, which is starting conversations with our current followers. Let's say we have 100 or 200, right? You probably posted some good content, some reels here, and you aggregated 200 followers. For me, these are followers just sitting there. They're just sitting there, and behind those maybe are some real people. Sometimes there's bots, right? But let's assume there are 200 real, genuine people. I would start with sending them a message. Hey, thank you so much for being here, for being part of my community, for following me. And then starting a conversation around what got you to connect with me, what content post resonated with me. Or feel free to ask me any question related to what I do. If you're a health coach, feel free to ask me anything related to gut health or hormonal tips. For me, feel free to ask me anything related to mindset and marketing and sales and mindset around sales. And people do, because you gave them now the space to do so. And some people are surprised when a big account, like if you have 5,000 or 10,000 followers, you took the time to message this account. They feel like, wow, you actually took time to message me and to actually answer my question. I now respect you. I follow the coaches. I follow my business coaches. I see that they take the time to message me. And believe me, I am in every single masterclass, because maybe they have a team that did it, but sometimes she sends me voice notes. And I love that. Like, we get to actually have voice notes with people that follow us, and just a simple voice note, and actually start a conversation.
Can I say how powerful a voice note is? Like, it sounds way more authentic to send a voice note over just a message. Yes. Like, for someone to take the time, I remember I used to do that a lot, is voice notes. Also, you can shine your personality and your authenticity. People can actually hear your tone and it sounds genuine. And I love that. That's a really great tip, is to use voice notes.
I love voice notes. I even use voice notes on LinkedIn. And so many people are like, really? LinkedIn corporate? Yeah, I'm still a person and he's still a person. But always, they always tell us this tip that before you're about to send a voice note, let's say you want to send a welcome message, but like as a voice note, just say, I'm just sending you a voice note to welcome you to my community, or just to let them know. Because sometimes people are like, why are they sending me a voice note? So yeah, so you can thank them for connecting, give them permission or the space to ask you anything. And from time to time, just re-engage with their content. Like, look at the content they post, engage with their stories, write something cute, message, send them a voice note. And that's where the relationship happens. That's social selling. It's not about like, oh my God, I messaged her that and she didn't reply back to me. Okay, so what? It takes time, you know, it takes time to do that. So that's the first thing, which is start with your current followers. And the second approach is to engage with the people that are liking and commenting on your own post, and also following potential clients. It's a give and take, right? It's not just waiting for people to follow you. You should also be looking for ideal clients. So in lead generation, we have inbound and outbound. Inbound and people coming to you, and that's what people like and prefer. Outbound is us proactively looking for ideal clients, right? So we can engage with our own followers and start conversations with them, but also you can look for potential clients using social media. And there are so many different ways we can find them. You can find them on your competitors' pages, on community pages on Instagram, where they might be hanging out. Like, let's say you have PCOS and there's somebody that created a PCOS nutrition page, for example. You can find so many potential clients there. And you can start conversations with them the same way, just engaging with their content and starting conversations, actually doing social selling, right? And then the biggest question becomes, how do I sell my services? It's like, okay, I started the conversation, but then how do I get them to book a call? You need a couple of touch points before you pitch your services, right? Before you pitch your service, you need to first ask and see, do they even need your services? The other day I had someone come to me, he's like, how would you like it if we can get you 50 appointments per day? I'm like, you didn't even see what I do. Maybe I already have 50 appointments. Instead, he could have asked me a couple of questions over a week or two, and I wouldn't have shut him down from the beginning. But if he took his time to get to know me and build that relationship, I would probably tell him, you know what? I could use such a service. This can double down my sales conversation. But he didn't. He immediately wanted the sale. And that's the issue with so many of us, that we're rushing the sale instead of actually taking the time to build the relationships. Think about it. You have one follower that you got for free, and that one follower can become a $5,000 client. So shouldn't you take the time to build that relationship? And I don't know, we're always in a rush. I like to take my time building relationships, and that's what I highly advise in social selling.
Hey, this is Dana from Society Gal, and I wanted to take a quick break to tell you about the Society Gal Academy, the exclusive membership that helps entrepreneurs like you launch, grow, and scale your business. Join weekly expert-led workshops, access to on-demand courses, and connect with a supportive network of go-getters just like you. Are you ready to elevate your business? Visit Society Gal Academy today.
Thank you for breaking down that process. Let me give you a case study because I'm a photographer. So I had someone who followed me. I have this happen a lot where people follow me because they just got engaged. Okay. And so what would you do if someone just followed you, if they just got engaged, they look like they're not following anybody else, maybe some few other vendors. So that would be a perfect time, right? To connect. What would you say?
So they just got engaged and she followed you. So that means you're an engagement kind of photographer.
Yes.
And saying, what should you do with her, right? So you've checked her pages open.
Yep, they just got engaged like a few months ago.
Did you follow me?
We're wedding and couple photo team.
Okay, all right. So have you started a conversation with them?
I was asking you, like, what would you do?
Okay, easy. So first, thank you so much for following me. I'm so glad that you're here. And I hope you, let's say, so thank you so much for following me, etc. And then you can go to her page, see that she got engaged, send her a message. Congratulations. I see you just got engaged. How beautiful. You must be so excited. And then wait for her reply, like a couple of her stories. And then maybe the next question will be like, oh, where's your wedding going to be like?
Yeah.
When is it? And then because when you're messaging her, she's going to kind of see your stories. And then there you can do some stories that you're like some recent engagement stories in beautiful places and beautiful venues. You can also, I love giving advice to people. Like, for example, like, okay, so when are you getting married? Where are you getting married? So let's say she says in a nearby town, like, oh, I actually know a florist vendor there. Do you have one? So it's like, so you want to, don't want to sell your services and you can sell like that flower vendor. So you should have referrals there. She's like, oh, okay, that'll be amazing. And she already sees that you're giving value, but you're not even selling your services yet. And then you can, either she will come to ask you about that, or you can be like, if you need any help, or if you're looking for a photographer, or are you looking for a photo videographer, you could like do it in a sly way, you know, like,
yeah,
but over time, not like, hey, like I'm here. Like she knows when she followed you.
I love that. I'm glad you broke that down. I was like, oh, I want to get an example. I want to see what you say, because I love that example, because first you let them talk about themselves. I think people want to talk about themselves. Like that is what they want to do, especially when you reach out to them, like let them talk about themselves, all about themselves, and then giving them value that has nothing to do with my services, but in the industry as a connected person was fantastic. So I love that. I love like you're just, it's all about, I think that energy really feels like giving, or, you know, you care, you want to support them. Like you're actually genuinely excited. So I love those actions that you kind of laid out, you know, before the services come, or just let them come to you. Like that's just kind of what the conversation I think will lead to, is just let them be like, hey, do you have photo service? Do you do this? And like, yes, I'll be happy to go on a consultation call with you. But I love how you lay that out. I think that's a perfect, really specific example we talked about.
It's because like, it's like talking to a friend, you know? So like all my friends come and they're like, oh yeah, I just started a business. I'm like, oh really? Like, so I give them tips and then I tell them, yeah, like I actually help people. It's like, you're being slick about it, you know? It's like, you're being cool about it, but you're giving them value and it's not like you're jumping. You're not desperate.
The goal is not to be like, I want to book you. Like, that's not the energy.
No.
It's like, I want to help you, no matter if you book me or not.
So to me, it's like, I'm advising them as my friends. And my friends know eventually. I have people that I advise and give them free strategy sessions on Instagram and or LinkedIn. And they don't even end up working with me because they're low budget, but they refer people that end up working with me. Like, imagine, just because I gave her value. Because I resonated and gave her some time and she would end up sending me clients. I'm like, wow.
You have no idea how the effect of one person, like how you treat one person. Because I've had that happen multiple times too. I'm out of their budget, something like that. Or they, you know, I know this person. They're really great. Their vibe's awesome. Their personality is great. They're out of my budget, but here it's for you. Or people will come back like a year down the road. They'll think of you and that conversation that you had and how helpful you were. Because again, like in the sea of competition where everyone's just kind of looking at things, that relationship or that conversation, that interest in them, I mean, that's going to stand out so much more. I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm glad we got to go through that example a little bit more. So let's talk about, we talked about the funnel, we talked about the benefits of like what that looks like. And just, yeah, putting the person first, caring, you know, giving them value. And even just like free, I know a lot of people have like freebies and stuff. Just like, hey, here's my freebie. I think this will help you. I've done that before with coaching, is just like, hey, here's a freebie. Like, this is going to help you. You're not like, here's my service, but you know that freebie is going to introduce your service itself in an email or whatever, you know, and they're going to find value from that. When we did our podcast prep, we talked about a client highlight web designer that you helped get from one place to another. So let's just talk about that example of like how this helped her business specifically with this strategy.
Exactly. So I actually another message that you can throw out there to that lead is that you can tell her, oh, by the way, I see that you got engaged. I actually have like a PDF of the best things that you need at an engagement party.
Or a blog.
Like something that you can throw at her that you already have without directly selling. So that could be
something. I love that.
So I had a client, she was a brand and website designer, and she did one amazing reel that Adobe reposted. And so she gained like 10,000 followers. So she had like 18,000 followers on Instagram, but she was barely making $2,000. And she was a brilliant designer. So she's like, I barely make $2,000. I have 18,000 followers. And that's why I always tell people followers does not equal sales, right? So we started working together. And one of the steps was to turn her Instagram page into a sales funnel, right? So she didn't have any of her services. She didn't have any client testimonials. She just had like, this is the brand I did, and this is the website I did. And she did a lot of reels teaching other designers how to make designs. But your ideal clients are actually clients that will pay you. So they're corporate clients or other businesses that need you to design. So like the content was not really helping you. So basically highlighted who she helps, got very specific, call to action with book a free brand assessment call with a link directly. We created a carousel with her services and another carousel about her personality and the types of brands, like the brand styles that she likes to work with. She's very creative and very illustrative. Another one was a specific case study related to the kinds of industries that she wanted to work with now, which was food and beverages. So she jumped in the first month into 5K, then she made 6K, and then she got 8K with increased prices of over 20%. And then she got booked out twice with a waiting list while she went on two honeymoons, while she was working on those two honeymoons. That was in a span of 4 months, just working together. So, and that was just Instagram. Imagine when she turned on the LinkedIn machine. Really, the shift of thinking strategically about your Instagram page can really make a huge difference in your business.
Yeah, and she shifted from, you know, speaking to other designers to then speaking to the actual client that's going to pay her, which is the biggest shift, right? Talk to your fellow peers, you know? But I think it's harder to put yourself in front of your clients.
Because fear of speaking to your clients. Other designers, you know, they're easy to talk to, but clients will come to me. But they're like, clients won't come to you if you don't tell them what you do.
No. And you helped her be like really direct and clear, which I think I love you to keep reiterating is being clear, being direct. Don't make it hard to book you. Don't make it hard to connect. Like, make it the easiest possible to connect with you. And well, you know, I'm here, I'm ready for you. So I love that story. And also showing that you can have 18, 20,000, 100,000 followers and not make any money if you don't have the right strategy or the right insight on how to bring in their clients. Numbers don't matter, you guys. Goodness. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about that, because the next thing, which is like the mindset around this, because I know a lot of us, especially as a woman, a lot of us have a lot of things that come up when it comes to selling or selling well. So how can we sell better and like overcome that, sell well without having these blocks that just keep us in a little corner?
It's huge. I've been realizing that like I can give people the best, the hacks, the messages, and they will not do it. Ask them why. That resistance. So the first thing I learned in learning about like shifting my mindset is that the more you resist sales or anything, the more it will persist. And if you keep thinking that sales is pushy, I hate sales, I don't want to be pushy, and it feels so icky, guess what? that's just going to keep repeating and you're not going to get any sales because the energy around it is just negative, right? It's like when you say, oh my God, it's going to rain. Today's going to be a bad day. Allah, I don't think I like this. You know what? Today is going to be a bad day. You're just going to go out there and it's going to be a really, really bad day, right? So because we know it's all about the power of the mind and law of attraction. So I always tell people, if you keep saying you hate sales and don't want to sell, etc., you're just going to keep attracting no sales, right? And not one of the reasons why women hate being salesy is because they hate being sold to, right? They hate those people that them on LinkedIn and Instagram. They hate the masculine energy, men mentality, just being pushy. And they think that sales is like that. Versus, that's the old way of thinking, versus thinking that selling is actually serving. When we are bringing value to our potential clients or to our clients or even to our free community, we're being of service to them. And in return, they pay us something. So selling is actually serving. And we are actually being of disservice to our potential clients if we don't help them and we don't sell to them. For example, I have a trauma emotional coach and she helps women, like she's a holistic coach and she helps women with emotional eating. She's really doing a disservice when she doesn't communicate that she can help women stop emotional eating so that she doesn't need to run to the fridge every time her husband, you know, cheats on her or something or doesn't come home, right? We're really doing her a disservice. We're doing her a disservice when you're a personal health coach that can help you lose 25 kilos without a diet. And if I don't communicate that and tell her I can help you and I can hold your hands and I can show you how to do it in less time, I'm doing her a disservice because come 6 months, she's in that same place. And you'd be surprised how so many people I contact and they contact me and they want support. Come follow up with them. They're in the same place or they closed their businesses or they went back to corporate. And I would be sad if I never at least mentioned how I can help them, right? So that's why I always tell people, like, see the email subscriber or that other follower as a person and build a relationship. Because when you see them as a person and a genuine person and you build that relationship over voice note, they're no longer the sales number that you have in your mind. Like, oh my God, I have to sell to them. You see them that there's another person and I can help them. And let me start that. And then you start realizing like, wow, your value and your tips are actually adding value to them. So now why don't I like get them somehow into a sales call or give them a lead magnet? Or there's so many ways that you can make sales fun without cold emming or pushing a service on them. So this is how I shifted my perspective on it. This is how I help my own clients shift their perspective. Just saying that if you feel you are really passionate about what you do and you're genuine about helping others, you will understand that selling is a mechanism to actually do that and do the impact that you want to create, right? Like most people, entrepreneurs are here to make an impact more than make money in specific. So I'm like, how are you going to make an impact if you don't actually sell your services?
I think a lot of people focus on numbers or like as many as possible. And I think your strategy is really getting deeper with the people that are around you. I mean, yeah, you want people in your funnel and people into your strategy, but it's more about the quality of each person in the relationship than just putting a post that will reach 100 people, a little bit of impact that they'll look at for 2 seconds compared to actual conversation. And I like how you said selling is serving, and we can't really serve when we don't start a relationship, or at least someone feels like they're being served. So that's why I love your strategy. And I love that perspective of, you know, people are missing out on you if you don't show up how you need to show up, because we all have something great to offer, which I think is just a beautiful message to end with today. So thank you so much for being on, Aaliyah, with us today, just really, really speaking about selling and serving and these conversations that we can start with people that are right in front of us, right around us right now. And I just want to ask you one last question, which is, what is your biggest learning lesson in your business? What is one of the biggest learning lessons you've had?
The biggest one actually really hurt my business, and I wish I knew earlier, which is that I never worked on my mind. I never realized how important my mindset and energy was. Mm-hmm. So when I started my business, I learned from a masculine coach and a man. It was all about strategy. Just do the work 16 hours a day, you know, like all those negative feelings or feelings, don't even think about them. I was so burnt out, and boy, was I wrong. Till I was really under, like on Christmas, I had COVID alone in my bed, and I was watching this business mindset coach, and she said that success is 80% mindset and only 20% strategy. And this shifted everything because I was just running on a machine. I was just doing strategy. All that negative inner talk and all that, I was just used to like, well, whatever. It's like, why would I care about my mindset related to my business? That's how much I used to dissociate both. My mindset, my feelings are dissociate them from my business. So that was really one of the biggest lessons. So now that I incorporated that and paid a lot of money to work on my own mindset, it's really shifted my business and how I feel in general about my whole life. This is also what I want to help my clients with, to really focus, because all our energy in our, at work comes in, like all that mindset, inner talk and feelings is there when we do anything. Like when I used to do lead generation in that like lack mentality, I think people felt it. And I never knew that people would feel how pushy. I was very desperate. So I had to work on my own mindset. So that was really, really the biggest one.
And I love how you highlighted that, because I think that's a lot of us feel that. And I like how you really spoke to the masculine energy or the masculine strategy compared to the feminine. A lot more women are becoming newer entrepreneurs compared to men who really rule the entrepreneur world. And so because it's so new, I think a lot of us are like, wait, there's another way to do this. Because as women, we're so unique in our own strengths compared to men. So I love how you highlighted that in your story and your experiences. So thank you so much for being here today. Where can everyone find you, connect with you online?
So on Instagram, it's marketingconsultant_Aliyah, and on LinkedIn, Aliyah Khatib. I love LinkedIn, so definitely let's connect on LinkedIn. I have so many free trainings and resources for you. Thank you for hosting me. I really love this. It was really fun.